Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey everyone, welcome to D-Time, Season 1, Episode 28, Growing Up. And wow, this topic really hits home for me. You know, when I think of growing up, I think of when I turned 18 and going off for college for the first time. You know, I wanted to move as far away from home as possible. Not because I didn't like where I grew up, but I just wanted that new experience. And I decided to go to college in Jackson, Mississippi at Jackson State University. And I remember vividly, you know, getting on that Greyhound bus and driving off to Mississippi. Side note, my luggage was sent to Jackson, Michigan, instead of Mississippi. So that was a fun few days of not having any clothes to wear when I got to school. And so I think of that. I think of that being the first big boy, adult, somewhat adult move of my life. And I know times are different in the college experience and things that have changed, or maybe they haven't, but it seems like they have. But I remember that being a really significant moment of my life when I felt like I had grown up or I was growing up. And so I thought it'd be cool to kind of touch on that with a current college student here at the University of Washington, Emeka, who's, you know, going to school here in Seattle, and just talk with him about his experiences, you know, moving away from home, you know, starting that growing up process in a sense, and seeing what he has to share about his experiences. And so I want to hear from those listening, you know, what was your first quote unquote growing up moment in your life, and how did it affect you in that time? You know, I know that the time for me, you know, again, going to school for the first time played a huge role in my life. And I still vividly, again, I can remember the sights, smells, the feelings, all those things. And it's helped my decision making, help inform, you know, how I go about new things now. But I'm sure it's the same for most people. But I want to hear what those experiences were, what you learned, what you wish you knew going in. Going into those situations, and see what parallels, or see what, you know, we can learn from each other in that respect. So stick around for part two. Where I sit down with Emeka and talk with him about growing up. And drop us a line at D-Time Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, and through Gmail at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. See you in part two. Peace. Hey, welcome back to D-Time, episode 28. I'm here with my good friend, Emeka. Emeka, what's going on, man?
Hey, bro, how's it going?
It's going good. It's going good, man. So I wanted to know before we dive in, man, if you could take a couple minutes to introduce yourself to those who may be listening.
Sure. My name is Emeka Emeche. I'm a Nigerian-American born here in 1999. But I've been living in Washington all my life, and I'm currently going to college here at Seattle right now.
Awesome, awesome. So today's episode is kind of about, you know, growing up, and in the first part I talked about, you know, I looked back at my first time, you know, going to college and kind of going away from home, and my thoughts around that. And I know that, you know, growing up in the state, going to UW, but, you know, and away from home. So I wanted to kind of dive into that topic. But first off, so when you think about your upbringing, you know, and how you were raised, how you grew up, in what ways do you feel like that shaped who you are today?
Honestly, like growing up, like, it was a bit, like, weird. But at the same time, like, to some people, like, it could be jarring. Because I grew up on a different culture, like a Nigerian culture. Like, they really, like, value family a lot. But at the same time, like, the main thing that I can just take away from it is how hard I have to work at things.
Nice. So, so when you think about, you know, when you first started school, and if I correct, you're a sophomore in college right now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So when you think about, like, when you first left home a few years ago, you know, what would you say is the biggest difference from then until now?
Like, first starting college?
Personal growth.
I'm not quite understanding.
Yeah, so, like, how do you feel like you've grown or changed since you first left for college?
Oh, okay. Honestly, like, it's been, like, a wild ride, to be honest. Like, I say, like, the main part of me that's grown, the thing that comes to mind is confidence, because, like, earlier on, like, well, coming to college, like, I first came with dreams and hopes, but then, as what people know, college isn't exactly the most easiest thing, like, ever. Mm-hmm. Man, like, grades, classes, and academics and stuff. Like, all that can essentially wear you down, and in some cases, like, it can really, like, question on whether that dream that you had earlier will truly come true. But then a thing for me, like, to keep on going is just, like, have that confidence in me to keep going. And even if it doesn't work out, like, there's always another way to actually reach the goal that I'm striving to aim for.
Awesome. Now, for you, you know, by the time this airs, you know, it'll be, you know, the year 2020. But for you now, what are you looking forward to the most in 2020?
Well, I just want to, like, be out of myself more, like, be more confident. Would be more confident in myself earlier, especially in the church as well. Mm-hmm. I really want to grow up into a leader more, especially, like, song lead, especially. Mm-hmm. And to really make an impact on music and to make sure that it truly, like, strikes people's hearts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For those listening, Mecca is an amazing singer. I'd always joke with you about releasing an album, but I'm like, half serious, man. You have an amazing voice. So yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to hearing you sing more in the future, man. If you have the voice, like, if I had your voice, bro, I'd be singing every single day, you know, just for no reason. Yeah, no worries, man. So going back to, you know, leaving home and kind of leaving, you know, so a place that, you know, that's familiar for a long period of time and going to college, you know, what would you share with someone who's kind of about to go through the same situation, you know, about to leave home and go to school for the first time away from, you know, a culture they're familiar with, to kind of the unknown challenges that college brings? What would you share with that person?
I pretty much say that Well, that when you leave home, like, take every opportunity that you can, because it's an opportunity for you to grow into an adult even more. Like, I'm, like, 20 right now. Like, my birthday was, like, around, like, last Wednesday, I believe, on December 11th. And things have honestly changed a lot, and especially the fact of, mainly, like, thinking back on the choices that I would have made and choices that I should have made in order to improve myself as a person. And and especially while leaving home, it may be free from, like, parents and authority, but at the same time, it's still important to, like, actually go back to them. And update you on what you're doing, because but they care about you and they worry about you. And especially my time in college, like, in some cases, like, I sort of got tired of my parents, like, while my parents, constantly, like, nagging me and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, as a result, like, I didn't really take their feelings into consideration, especially just because, like, I'm, like, the last, like, child in my family. Mm-hmm. It's like a new, like, transition for them as well. In order to be used to living alone instead of, like, having all three of my brothers with me. Yeah. So, like, I'd say, like, cherish the family you have, and at the same time, I make sure that they're loved, but.
Yeah. No, that's great. That's great input, man. So kind of piggybacking on that, man, I always like to ask, you know, people I sit down and chat with, you know, about a great piece of advice that's been shared with them. So for you, what's been a great piece of advice that someone shared with you? And if you don't have a top one, maybe, you know, something recent that stood out to you, that's helped you.
That's a tough question. Yeah. Great advice I had. And I'm going to have to think about it for a tiny bit, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about anything lately?
Well, I guess like a thing that I've learned like recently is just like stay true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not really worth like going after things without mm-hmm. making changes as a person. But at the same time, like staying true to yourself, and especially like staying true to the dreams and aspirations you have.
Mm-hmm.
Like it'll constantly build you up as a person. It builds your character even more, and it also like hones, and at the same time, like it also hones like the good traits that you do have, and even strengthening up the weaknesses, or that you do have, in order to help people, in order to truly like learn like how to fight those weaknesses and turn them into strengths. And it's honestly a thing that I personally learned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great, man. That's great. Thank you for sharing that. Well, man, I know that again, man, you know, 2020 is going to have, there's a lot of great things in store for you, man. Again, for those listening, be on the lookout for Emeka's debut album in 2020, and go in and buy the album once it comes out. I'm just kidding, man. But, thanks, man, for taking the time out and talking about, you know, your experience growing up, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, sure.
Anytime.
Yeah, for those listening, you can follow this podcast on D-Time Podcast on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook as well. And if you have any questions, please leave them in the comments. You know, even share your experiences growing up and how things have changed from when you stayed at home to now. I'd love to hear about them, but feel free to drop us a line in the comments or at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. Emeka, thanks again, bro, for chatting.
Yeah, bro. I appreciate being on here. And album is possibly coming out TBD.
Awesome.
Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram @D-Time Podcast. See you next time.